Once again, an avalanche has destroyed a tower along the Snettisham Hydroelectric Project south of Juneau, knocking out low-cost power to the capital city. Diesel generators are now providing electricity to Juneau. A borough-wide power outage lasted less than an hour and a half this afternoon. While Alaska Electric Light and Power crews were flying over the Snettisham line to search for the cause, the company started diesel generators. AEL&P Vice President Scott Willis says the avalanche hit Tower 3-5, one of several towers wiped out last April by a series of large snow slides. Willis says the utility company has been controlling avalanches all winter as late as yesterday.
We were not doing control work today. We did control work there yesterday, dropping explosives out of the helicopter, but the visibility didn't allow them to get high up on the mountain. They only got about halfway up the mountain, bringing down small avalanches. As I understand, they were not doing control work today, so this was just a natural avalanche that cut loose and destroyed this tower.
Willis says the extent of the damage to Tower 3-5 will not be known until linemen can get on the ground. Willis says he doesn't know yet how long Juneau will have to rely on diesel generation. Capital City residents are familiar with conservation and cut electrical consumption more than 30% within days after last April's snow slides. At one point, Juneau residents were paying nearly 53 cents a kilowatt hour, the highest in the state. Juneau was on diesel for about 45 days at that time.